From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's Earthquake Association administration says a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site, but it's not clear if it was resulting from a nuclear blast. Meantime, China has announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power, and that is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
Meantime, the U.S. military says B-1 bombers from Guam and fighter escorts from Japan flew in international airspace over waters east of North Korea Saturday. There are some verbal fireworks at the U.N. General Assembly as the foreign minister of North Korea, Ri Yong-ho, called President Trump a mentally deranged person who is on a suicide mission. Delegates audibly applauded what he said at the end of his comments. Mr. Trump had called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man earlier in the week and said that he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. Puerto Rico's governor met with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged early this week by Hurricane Maria and discussed urgent need for their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake rocked Mexico on Saturday, triggering alarms across the country, which is struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of 400 people. U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1, was centered in the southeastern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, where there was an earthquake on Tuesday. United Nations estimating some 429,000 Rohingya refugees have fled violence in Myanmar and are in Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The number of daily arrivals has fallen to about 1,000 from a high of 20,000 a day. Nevertheless, that steep decline in refugee numbers has done little to ease overcrowding in the makeshift Rohingya sites. Authorities have allocated an 800-hectare area to new arrivals. The UN Refugee Agency says it is speeding up the distribution of plastic sheeting so as many people as possible can have some protection from monsoon rain and wind. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says health is a major concern given the inclement weather, overpopulated camps, and lack of essential relief. A team of epidemiologists is being deployed to assess the health risks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has improved his poll ratings in recent weeks. His public approval rating has reached 40% in several surveys after hovering in the mid-30s following last month's controversial comments about violent protest in the U.S. state of Virginia. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
President Trump spent much of the week in New York with his first major address to the United Nations, a speech that included echoes of his presidential campaign.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first.
Trump's approval rating has improved after his decision to work with Democrats on the budget and his administration's response to recent hurricanes. Bipartisan cooperation does not extend to health care, where Senate Republicans like Lindsey Graham are making one final effort to repeal and replace Obamacare.
I do not want to go back to South Carolina and say that I did everything I could to repeal Obamacare and not believe it in my heart.
Trump supports the effort. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.